Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
You're listening to 30 Mindless Minutes, part of the ChairShot Radio Network. As always, to be found on thechairshot.com, where we remind you and encourage you to always use your head. Lend me your ears. I want to welcome you to the first official episode of 30 Mindless Minutes. My name is DJ, host of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. 30 Mindless Minutes is an offshoot of that podcast. We are part of the ChairShot Radio Network. As always, you can find us on thechairshot.com and you can listen to us on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Those of you who have been listening to me on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast long enough, you know the sound of my voice, you know what I like to talk about, and if you listen to our final episode of 2025, I talked with Jason and Rob, I teased a little bit about a project that I wanted to start for the ChairShot Radio Network and for myself, a solo podcast. I love pro wrestling, I love talking pro wrestling, and I will continue to do that with Jason and Rob and for the ChairShot for as long as I can possibly do it, as long as they'll have me and as long as I enjoy it. But I do have other interests outside of pro wrestling. I have a whole bunch of hobbies, things that I enjoy doing, and things that I like to talk about outside of pro wrestling. And as much as I love that, I do like to discuss other things with people. And my idea for this podcast is I want to try and make these 30-minute episodes. Quick stuff, nothing long, nothing that, because nobody wants to listen to me talk for 45 minutes to an hour on my own. And I promise you, I won't do that to you. My idea here is 30 minutes. 30 minutes each week, a new topic, and hopefully a new guest host. I'll have somebody on here talking about different things, things going on in my life, things going on in their life, maybe spotlight some other people's talents, give people an opportunity to showcase themselves, broadcast their own creativity, and just bring some positivity into a world that I think desperately needs it. I think there is so much negativity going on in the world, not only online and social media. The app formerly known as Twitter can be a cesspool at times. Facebook, not much better. And in general, I think there's so much negativity and the algorithm feeds into that negativity. And I'd like to do something that is a bit more positive. Give people an opportunity to spotlight their talents, to spotlight something that they enjoy in life and occasionally some things that aggravate people. You know, unfortunately, with podcasts and talking about things, you do have to venture into some negative stuff. And there's stuff that you want to talk about because you got to get it off your chest. Where did I get the idea for this? About 20, probably God, over 20 years ago, when YouTube vlogging was still a regular thing and still the popular place to deposit these things, the vlogs were early podcasts. So most of them were short, you know, 10, 15 minutes, depending on if you were partnered or not at the time. So you were able to do these little episodes and talk about different topics of the week. And I had one back in the day, and it was my dumping ground for the stuff that was in my head. And a lot of it was negative. You know, it's just I was going through a rough time in life, had a lot of outside stressors that were making me depressed and just affecting me negatively in life. And I used YouTube as a dumping ground for a lot of that. That is not my intention with this. My intention with this is to promote positivity as much as humanly possible, have a little bit of fun, talk about the things that I enjoy. And that is one of my resolutions for the new year. Not only to become more positive as a person, but to bring that positivity out into the world to try and promote healthy lifestyle. If you've been following me on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast long enough, you know I am type 2 diabetic. That was officially diagnosed in July, and I have been on this quest to really manage my lifestyle, manage my health, and get my diabetes back under control. And that's one of the things that eventually I'd like to talk about. I have an episode dedicated to bringing a friend on here who's also diabetic. We want to talk about our diabetic journeys, what we're doing to mitigate that, what we're doing to improve our health and prolong our lives. And maybe some people can take some nuggets out of what we talk about and, you know, kind of facilitate that into their own lives and hopefully help them enjoy a healthier lifestyle as well. Other things that I'd like to talk about ideally, and I have a couple episodes already lined up. The next episode, I am going to have a fellow Chairshot Radio Network member, PC Tunney. If you've listened again to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast or the Chairshot Radio Network for any length of time, you know who Tunney is. He's a good friend of mine. He's a great podcast host of the DWI and guest host on multiple other podcasts. And I'm looking forward to having him on here because we've got some other similar interests other than pro wrestling. And I'd like to talk to him about that. I'll probably have him on my first actual full-length episode. He and I are both cat dads, and we'd kind of like to talk about the cat dad lifestyle and, you know, what we deal with in our lives when as we deal with our cats and the little quirky things that make cats cats, what we enjoy about it, how we became cat dads. And, you know, I think it'll just be a fun little episode that he and I will do together. Some of my hobbies. I build model cars. I'm going to talk about that on the second half of this episode because I do have a short little story to tell as we discuss positivity and trying to bring positive energy. I had a bit of a meltdown this weekend over something, and I'd like to talk to you guys about that a little bit on the back end. But I build little scale model cars. I paint and build them, and I'd like to promote that a little bit and talk about that somewhat, as well as promote my TikTok for that. And then just general life things. I've got different vacations coming up that I'd like to talk about. And I've got different friends who have different talents and things that I'd like to showcase that on here. I'd like to spotlight it. The other New Year's resolution I made for myself was to try diligently to promote the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. I think we do a great job over there, Jason, Rob, and myself. I think we have a good synergy between the three of us. And socially, I think I can build upon that on the app formerly known as Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, and all the other things that are available to me to do that, as well as doing this solo podcast. And the solo podcast is more mental health related for me as well. Not only just a place for me to sit down, talk with some of my friends, talk with other people, and get to know people, but also a place for me to purge a lot of the thoughts that are in my head. A lot of times my head is a blender of a lot of things, and sometimes I have a hard time shutting that off. So I found in my early days of YouTube, if I was able to get a lot of this stuff off my chest, out of my head, and into some type of medium, I slept better at night, I was much more relaxed, and life in general was just easier to deal with. So I'm hoping that this podcast, 30 Mindless Minutes, will have the same type of effect on me, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go to a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you guys a little story about one of my hobbies, my model making. Like I said, I had a little bit of a meltdown, and I want to talk to you about that and talk about how that relates to life in general, as well as for those of you who have followed me over from the wrestling podcast, how it relates to being a wrestling fan, and maybe give you a bit of advice that you can take with you if you continue to be a pro wrestling fan, because it can be a very frustrating thing at times. Going to go to a quick break, and I'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
And I'm back. If you're still with me, thank you for listening along on the very first 30 Mindless Minutes podcast. Again, I am the host, DJ. New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolution, one of my ones, as I talked about on the first half of the episode, is to be more positive. And one of the things that I do to try and curb the just swirl that is my brain is I paint and build little scale model cars. And for the most part, it's a cathartic hobby. It's very relaxing to me. I find much joy in creating, painting different colors, finding out different ways. I am no expert. There are people out there building much, much more sophisticated and much nicer looking models than I am. I will say that my skill has improved over the last 2 years that I've been doing this. I started building them as a kid, and then just as life gets life, I fell out of the hobby, and I just kind of got away from it and just didn't touch it. I think I picked up maybe one model in almost 30 years, started it, never finished it, and just put it away. As I got a little bit older, I became a dad, and, you know, obviously when you become a parent, life does what life does. It takes priority, and you don't have a whole lot of time for extra things like hobbies and, you know, going and doing things. But my kids are grown. They have their own lives now. They have jobs. They have things that they do, friends that they hang out with. And I found myself, you know, kind of, I guess, empty nester. And I've sat around going, you know what, other than podcasting, I don't have any hobbies. And so I was like, why don't I revisit doing the model cars again? Because it'd been a little while, and I bought a model, and it was fun. It wasn't great. My first couple of models were really, they were fine. They were fine. For a guy who hadn't really painted or built anything in over 20 years, it was fine. And then I looked at it, but I got bit by this bug. I was like, okay, I did a thing. And then, you know, I bought another model and built it. And then I bought another model and I built it. Next thing I know, I was up to 4. I was up to 6. Then it became a whole thing. It was like, okay, I'm enjoying this and it's giving me something to do creatively instead of just sitting around playing video games all the time. I enjoy my games, but that was really my only real other hobby, was playing video games. And as much as I enjoy it, I'm not a gamer. So, I can only do so much of that. So this became a thing. And next thing you know, I'm buying more models and buying more paint.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
And buying more tools, and it just consumes. It's like model car building, if you're not familiar with it, is two separate hobbies. There's collecting the models and collecting the tools, and then there's actually painting and building the things. It literally is two separate models. And I'm looking around the pod cave right now, and aside from the probably 3 dozen models I have sitting on my shelf, I have equally about 3 dozen more in boxes waiting to be built. That's just the life of a model car enthusiast and people who build these things. Anybody who comes across this that builds model cars is absolutely nodding their head in agreement right now as they look over their own shoulders and see the stacks and stacks of unbuilt model cars that are just sitting there staring at them. The neat thing that I found out when I thought of building back into model cars, when I thought about going back into the hobby, in my head, I was like, God, I'm 50 years old. This is an old man hobby. This is something that kids did in the 80s. Nobody's doing this anymore. Like, I'm going to have a hard time finding model cars and finding paint and finding tools and finding all these things. And I was pleasantly surprised to find out this is still a thriving hobby. Like, very thriving. It's also a very expensive hobby. Remember as a kid, as I jump in the DeLorean and go back in time and, you know, revisit my childhood, I can remember when I bought models in the 80s, they were $5, maybe $8, $10. I know there's probably guys older than me going, when I bought them in the 60s, they were like $1.50, $2. Awesome. Love you for that. But when I jumped in the 80s, they were probably somewhere between $5 and $10 a model. Now you can't touch, like, you can get some cheap ones, full price for 25, maybe 30, but on average, you're looking between 30 and 40 for a decent model. Some of the planes and the ships and the 1/16th scales are a bit more expensive. So this is not a cheap hobby. It is definitely not an old man hobby, and it is thankfully not a dead hobby, because that was my thing that I was worried about. Like I told you guys a minute ago, I was worried I wasn't going to be able to find anything. I wasn't going to be able to, I was prepared to go online and pay ridiculous prices for models that people just bought 20 years ago and never built. I didn't realize they were going to be putting out new kits, reissues of old kits. So there was plenty of stuff for me to do. And as I get deeper and deeper into this, I'm finding more and more and more. And it's fun. But it's also frustrating because I put a lot of pressure on myself to get better. As I told you guys a couple minutes ago, the first couple that I did, I hand painted, and I'm nobody's artist. I'm nobody's painter. They weren't great. They're very kind of sloppy looking. But again, just getting back into it, as I discovered other techniques, spray painting, airbrushing, things like that, it got better. Over the weekend, I'm working on a... Let me pull the box here. Hang on a minute. I've got it here in front of me. It is a Testor's brand 1934 Rolls-Royce Phantom II, and I have no idea when the original issue of this thing was. I bought it at a model car swap meet a year ago, and I bought it with several others, and this one's... It's a 1/24th scale. And I started working on it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I laid down my paint on the body and the chassis and everything, and at first it was going great. Like, it really was. And my painting technique has really improved. That's one area where I can safely say that I have improved, is my painting technique. For the first few were not great. My early attempts at spray painting were not great. My early attempts at airbrushing were definitely not great. But that has since improved. So things were looking good. I was like, okay, I'm ready to start gluing the chassis and everything together. And this is where it started to fall apart. I got the chassis, and the chassis came in several pieces. And I should have looked at this thing a bit more thoroughly before I really started getting in here and building. It's probably a skill level or two ahead of where I'm at. I definitely got in over my head on it. And there were some areas where I started to glue. And in the hobby, we have something that's called a glue bomb. And again, if you're a model car enthusiast, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's basically you've started to put this model together and you're not great at it. And you're using more glue or cement than what is needed. And it's very obvious. The seams don't look clean, and it's just a mess. And as I got the chassis and the frame together, it was starting to look like that. Like, some of the pieces just weren't holding. I was having to re-glue. It was fumbling around. My hands are not very dexterous, so I was just dropping this thing everywhere, and it was just coming apart as quick as I could hold it together. Some of that was my impatience because I wasn't letting things dry enough. Again, this is a learning thing for me, a process. So Sunday, I got the whole thing together. Finally, it's looking great. I've got it. It's finally there, and I can start the final assembly and have this thing maybe done by Sunday night, maybe one day this week, right? So I go, and I've got things like locked down and taped together so that they'll dry overnight. I left it sit for probably 24, 36 hours, thinking that's plenty of time for the cement to dry, and it'll hold. Take all the tape off. I mess around. I turn back over, and pop. It popped back open, and a bunch of pieces fell off. This is like the fifth time that I've had to re-glue and tape this thing, and I absolutely threw a temper tantrum. Like, I just started cursing. I slammed the thing down. My girlfriend comes in the room. She's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm trying to explain to her. She's trying to calm me down. And of course, because I'm being an irrational man-child at this point, I'm like, I don't F it. I'm not building this thing. I'm done with it. I'm going to throw it in the trash. She's like, you are not throwing this away. I'm like, no, I'm done with it. I'm throwing it in the trash. I don't even want to see this stupid thing anymore. I'm sick of dealing with it. And she's trying to talk me off a ledge. I'm not hearing it. I'm mad at her. I'm taking it out on her. I was an asshole. Like, really was an asshole. And I feel bad about that. So I was like, you know what? Just leave me alone and let me throw it away. This is a decision I want to make. I don't even care about this thing. I bought it for $25 at a model meet, and I don't care. I've got 40 others I can build instead of this one that'll be easier. So I did. I shoved it all back in the box, and I dropped it in the trash. I let it sit. I was like, you know what? I'm moving on. Again, this is a thing that model car enthusiasts do. We never just work on one model at a time, and this is maybe part of the problem because I have ADHD. I have two others that I had, one that was about halfway done and another one that I was just starting to prep the body on. So I was like, you know, F this thing. I'm going to work on the other two because I was having more fun with them anyway. So I, again, threw the Rolls-Royce in the trash and moved over and started working on my other two projects. And I was like, okay, I'm calming down because, again, I'm back to having fun with this. I let myself relax for a day and finally just thought about things. I'm like, okay, let's fish this thing back out of the trash. Let's take another look at it with calm, fresh eyes and see what we can do. And I re-glued everything. I bought some clamps instead of tape and rubber bands to hold it all together. I let it sit for quite a while, another good 24, 36 hours, and today it is in much better shape than it was 48 hours ago. One, it's out of the trash. Two, the frame is together and holding. I've taken all the clamps and everything off. It's holding together fine. So I'm looking forward to finishing that one. So the moral of the story is, where am I going with all this? Why did I just sit here for almost 8 minutes and tell you this story? Your hobbies and the fun things that you're supposed to be doing that take your mind off the life stressors, work, life, bills, family, whatever else, these things are supposed to be fun. And if the thing that you're doing for fun is taking fun away from you, it's okay to set it down and walk away. And I didn't do that. I completely let it consume me because it wasn't coming out the way that I wanted it to. And we need to remember that. It's okay to walk away. You're going to make mistakes. It's okay to make a mistake, set it aside, no matter what it is. Whether you're a painter, you work with wood, you do leather work, anything like that. We're all going through steps and evolution and improvement. And every project is going to look different, feel different, come out different, no matter how hard we work and how experienced we are. And I should know this, but I apparently didn't. So the lesson there is breathe. Your hobbies are supposed to be fun. How does this equate to pro wrestling? Pro wrestling can be a very frustrating thing. It can be a very frustrating thing as a fan to watch. We latch onto our favorites. We like certain things. We dislike certain things. And my advice to you, just like model car making and anything else, with pro wrestling, if the thing that is supposed to be giving you joy is taking joy away from you, walk away from it. It's okay to do that. It's okay to walk away. It is not worth your sanity. It is not worth sacrificing your joy over for this thing. And now, like my model cars, I was able to walk away, set it aside, and just breathe and come back to it. And now this car is probably going to come out every bit as nice as I originally envisioned it would be in my head. And I'm very much looking forward to that. And I encourage you to do the same. If you have a thing that is frustrating you and it is supposed to be bringing you joy, do not let it steal your joy. Set it aside and walk away from it. It is perfectly okay. That's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank all of you. If you made it this far and you've listened to me this far, it wasn't a full 30 minutes. The idea is to try to keep these to 30 minutes or less because you've got shit to do. I'm DJ, and I'm out of here until next week.